And it is now coming up to 8 minutes to eight, but Tula's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The delivery of housing is forecast to stagnate. All the indications are that we will build less housing over the next 2 to 3 years than we did in 2023. That's according to construction consultancy Mitchell McDermott. It says housing output this year could be as low as 32,000. One of the authors of the report is Paul Mitchell, and he joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Patricia.
Why didn't we build as many houses as forecast last year, and why do you think we won't build as many homes in the coming years?
The main culprit was apartments. So while scheme housing or normal housing estates was up by 5% and one-off housing was thereabouts, slightly down at 3%, apartments were down 24% on last year. And, you know, they are down because the international funds that were funding PRS schemes previously left the market a couple of years ago. So it's no surprise that the figures are starting to reduce.
But do we want international funds providing apartments when rents that with rents that people can't afford?
Well, the reason that rents are so high is because our supply is so low. So the government has stepped in and, you know, Project Tusk, the Land Development Agency, approved housing bodies and so on, have helped shore up the deficit. But if we don't have more supply, we're going to have high rents. And at the moment, what we have done is put the regulatory environment in place that caps rents. So these people are looking for a home for their funds for 30 years. And these are ordinary people's money, pension funds from other countries that are looking to invest in Ireland. And this money is going in. But if we say to them, you can put your money in for 30 years and it is capped in terms of your revenue, but your costs can go up, it's not going to be an investment they're going to make. So we need to make an adjustment to that.
We had Home Building Finance Ireland on the programme yesterday, and they saw a 61% increase in lending to home builders. Is that money not going so to apartment building?
They fund, and I listened to Dara yesterday morning, so they do fund apartments and housing. But what we need is just more. You know, we need more on the apartment side.
You analysed 200,000 planning applications to the fast track system submitted between 2018 and 2024. Can you tell us what became of those planning applications?
Yeah, so we included in our report this attrition rate. So we started off with 200,000 applications being made. And by the time that went through the various stages of application, refusal, judicial review, it went down to 112,000. But then only 80,000 of those are built or are being built. So we get from 200,000 down to 80. So it's a high attrition rate.
So why were developers seeking planning if they weren't planning to develop?
So in some cases, it's a question of viability. The numbers don't stack. Construction costs went up during post-COVID and the Ukraine crisis. And then we also have infrastructure blockages. Irish Water, ESB, where the infrastructure isn't in place, which is not the fault of the developer.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we've seen what a storm can do to our national infrastructure. Talk us through a little bit more about that. How important is infrastructure to housing development?
Yeah, what we need is we need an infrastructure clearinghouse. We need a central body that's going to look and coordinate our infrastructure. There's no point in having our ESB in a field in Meath and our water in a field in Louth. We need a coordinated approach so that we have serviced land so that people can, so that developers can come along and build on it. So we need all of those parties together. And we did call for a Minister for Infrastructure to look at this and clear some of those blockages.
And you're disappointed that that hasn't been delivered?
It's really unfortunate. Like, we have more ministers than we can count this time round, but none on infrastructure. Obviously, we have our new Minister for Housing, and we really look forward to Mr. Brown's input into this problem.
What policy changes could the government deliver that would deliver housing?
So I think the housing piece is you know, it's up 5%. It's been steadily increasing. The measures that were put in place in terms of extending first to buy a new home have all been positive and have all increased the numbers. So we need more of that. But I think if you listen to what developers and are saying, you know, the NPF, the National Planning Framework, still isn't actually in place. The new government is awaited to put that in place. It's only then can they zone the land that we need, because we had been working off old numbers from 2016 census as opposed to the 2022 census. That's a big piece of the puzzle to clear up land, to supply land for more housing going forward.
Okay, lots to digest there. Paul Mitchell of construction consultancy Mitchell McDermott, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We'll have more business news in the next hour.